This morning, when my husband asked me to speak, my prayer time's at nighttime. It's quiet. Nobody's bothering you. The phone ain't ringing. And I was praying about it, and a song came to me. Another song came to me, and message that God is good. God is good. Over in Psalms 34:8, we're going to talk about the honey a little bit today. We're going to talk about different things, but. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is man that trusts in him. Okay, and when you think about how God is so good, and he's honey. When you think of honey, how many in here likes honey? I do. Not a lot, but a little bit. But it is very good tasting, and it brings good flavor to things. Some likes it on their pancakes, and they like it on biscuits, nice warm biscuits with hot honey over top of it. And, oh, does it ever taste good? Well, that is like God. He is so good, and he wants us to come to him and draw. He's drawing us like honey to him, and we need to get a hold of the things of God. How we, God has been so good to us so much. He's did a lot in each and every one of our lives. If we would stop and think about how many times has God been so good to us and been kind and loving and caring, and we need to get a hold of things of God. And if we do this, our life will be a lot easier. And because honey is real smooth. Just when you think about honey, maple syrup. Sister Brooke brought something upstairs for herself from her thing, and Kyle was showing us that syrup is really thick, but boy, is it good. And it just really runs really smoothly. If you have God, he will give us a peace down inside. If we just get a hold of God, and God has did so much for us. What do we do for God? We need to think about that, how much God has did for us. Over in John 7:12. And there was much murmuring among the people concerning him, for some said, he is a good man. Others say, nay, but he deceiveth the people. Here they were talking about Jesus was causing a little division here. But no matter what, people said he was a good man. And Jesus, people can see how he lived and knew he was a good man. How are we in our lives? Can somebody say we're a good person? When you think about it, somebody that's really did a lot of bad things in that. I've heard people say, oh, they're terrible. They're terrible. They've done this. They've done that. So in our lives, if we live for God and we really get a hold of God and live for him, people are going to see him in us. And we're gonna do good. The same as Jesus did. God wants us to do the same as him. Live a good life and live for him. Okay, I'm sorry, I have scriptures in different parts here, paper. Psalms 145:9. I'm trying to be quick because I know some kids are hungry and they're going to want to eat, and I don't want to be too long. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. So God right here, there's a lot of things that says God is good. He is so good, and he's so kind, and he's loving. And, excuse me, he loves us no matter what we do. No matter, we can walk away from God. He still loves us. He's not happy, but he loves us. And that's like, parents, when my boy said something one time, I said, you know what? No matter what you do, I love you. But that doesn't mean I approve of what you've done or what you're doing. Some of us have older children, it's hard sometimes. I love every one of my sons, but when they do something wrong, I'm not always happy, and sometimes I get after them. But Jesus would do things, and he would correct us because, thank you, because he loves us. He cares. He is so good. When you think about how God is and how good he is, we need to sacrifice a little bit of our life. If God tells us to go here and, well, I want to go fishing, or I want to go there, I want to go shopping or this, but God's really leaning on you to go see this person or go here for a reason, we should obey God and do what God wants us to do. If we really love God and he is so good to us, he will work it out that you can go fishing at another time or you can go shopping at another time if we do what God wants us to do. And then wait a minute, I got my scriptures in two parts. Acts 10:38. And this is the part I really wanna. Okay, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power and went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Okay, we have God anointed him, Jesus. He said, and when you think about it, God helps in every situation. Jesus did a lot. He went out of his way. He did a whole bunch of different things. It would take us years to tell all the things that the Lord did for in the Bible, what Jesus has done. Okay, John 10. Verses 1 through 18. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openly, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they knew his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of a stranger. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what the things they which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door by me. If any man enter, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pastures. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might not. That they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is here hireling and not a shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and fleeth, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. And the hireling fleeth because he is hireling, and careth not for the sheep. I am a good shepherd, and know my sheep, and I am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have, which is not of this fold, them also I will bring, and they shall hear my voice. And there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Therefore doth my Father love me, because I lay down my life, that I might take it again. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This is commandment have I received of my Father. And here, I want to relate our lives with Jesus. Jesus is like a shepherd. Our pastor is our shepherd. He is a true pastor, is living for the Lord, and he will not lead you astray. He will lead you in the way that you should go, in the life that you live. Sometimes God is used through him. Sometimes he might preach a sermon that, and this ain't even on my thing, but sometimes God will give a preacher, evangelist, or your pastor, and he'll bring forth a word. It's because God wants to help you, and he's just an open vessel. And Jesus is our shepherd, and God has did so good for us that he sent his son. The greatest thing that God ever did was give us his son. When you think about it, I was thinking about it the other day. Could you stand there like Mary, watch her son being crucified on the cross? Do you think it was easy for God to even see his son crucified on that cross? But because he loved us so much, he gave his son to give for us to have life. And he just loves us so much. The love of God is just the greatest there ever was when he gave us Jesus to die on a cross. As a shepherd, we're shepherds. How we raise our children, we're going to stand before God if we're not raising our children right. Not sometimes that your children, you can raise them right and they can still go out, but they don't forget. They don't forget what you've brought them up and what you've taught them. But that shepherd will guide them and take care of them. If a sheep gets hurt, what does that shepherd do? He takes that sheep and he takes care of it. He bandages if he needs to, put ointment on it, whatever has to be done. And Jesus does that to us. Sometimes we really going through a really bad battle, and the devil's really fighting us really bad. But Jesus is there to help us. He gives us the Holy Ghost to help us through the times. He helps us. It's amazing when you think about it. If you really think about it, God has been so good to us, and he gave his son Jesus to live for us. And if we reach out to Jesus, and the biggest thing is we got to give our heart to the Lord and be willing to give our life, sacrifice our life for Christ. Go giving ourselves to Christ and let him work through us. We have to be willing. And if we're not willing, God can't use us. He wants a willing vessel. And we need to really think about how much Jesus did. He did miracles. He did healings. He turned water to wine. He raised people from the dead. But the greatest thing that he ever did was give his life for us. And you know, it's just kind of hard to believe that. You know, even as you're younger, you're like, yeah, it's just a story. No, it's not a story. It is historically written. I was reading something yesterday that is historically recorded of Jesus' death on the cross and him rising up on the third day. It is historically written that of what happened. When you think about it, all that he went through, all the pain that he went through, and then he's laid in that tomb. And that tomb, that stone was not a small stone. It was a big stone. And then they went down in. He was wrapped in linen with all this different kind of perfumes and stuff on him. That's how they did it, because back years ago they didn't embalm people, and it preserved the body so it slowly would die. But when that tomb was stoned, it was sealed. So you know that Jesus rose from the dead when that stone was rolled away. Man didn't stone it, roll it away. They it would take quite a bit of men to roll that stone away. So, you know, God is so good to us, and He loves us, and He cares for us. And sometimes when we have burdens and we have cares, if we turn her over to God, He'll carry that burden. If you've ever seen the in Dominic, Aaron probably can remember it, the Pilgrim's Progress. Judy probably remembers it, and they showed that movie, and the guy carrying the sack of all his burdens, and he's walking and he's carrying his sack, and it's getting heavier and heavier and heavier. But when he came to the cross where Jesus died on that cross and he laid that down, then his burdens were rolled away. And that's what we need to do in our life. Just let the Lord be our shepherd. He guides us through His word. He guides us through prayer. He guides us through different people at times. You know, people will come and say things to you to encourage you. But God has His way. Each and every one of us is unique. We're all different. We're all completely different. And it wouldn't be a very exciting world if we were all the same. It would be a boring world. But we're all different. And God knows how to help us, how to guide us. I had three boys. They were completely different. I had to handle each one in a different way. And that's in our lives. God handles us all different. He knows how to handle me. My husband might think he knows how to handle me, but God knows how to handle me better than anybody, because He knows how to talk to us in our heart. He knows how to deal with us. He needs how to persuade us. But we have to be willing to give our all and be willing to live for the Lord, and then God will help us. And it's just wonderful to think about what Jesus did for us. Yes, He's rose from the dead, and he's gave us a greater power. Now with the Holy Ghost, we can use that Holy Ghost to help us through times. But when you think about it, Jesus had to be willing to come down and do that. A lot of people have seen the Passion of Christ. When you think about it, how many lashes that He had and what He went through. But He did it. Why did He do it? He did it because He loved us and He cares and He wants us to live for Him. So how hard is it for us to live for God? It shouldn't be, for all that He's did for us. As a parent, we do things for our children, and some are raising little kids here, and sometimes them kids go, "Oh, Mom," they ask them to do something, "Oh, Mom." And then when you get older, your parents get older, and us older people can be very impossible sometimes, and cantankerous and ornery, and sometimes we lose our minds. We don't know what we're doing or saying, but no matter what, that parent did all they could for you. It's no more right that you do for them. The same as Jesus did for us. We should live for Jesus like he gave His life. We should, and we should as children love our parents. And sometimes I tell little kids sometimes moms get tired and they get a little ornery and they get a little, and dad gets a little frustrated. It's not they don't love you, they do love you. But we need to honor and respect our parents. That ain't even in my notes, but honor and love the Lord, and honor and love our parents, because someday we're going to get old. You know, I guess the conversation was yesterday, I was at work and a young kid was there, and we got on the subject about parents and how you treat your parents. And this kid told me something happened. He says, "Was I wrong?" And I said, "No. No, you was not wrong. You were right." Because his stepdad was beating his mom. And he said, I went right after him. He was older, kid. He said, I went right after him. Was I wrong? I said, no, because that's your mother. You're protecting her. And that's how we need to be. God protects us. We protect our children. Our children protect their children. And it just goes down the line. But we need to get a hold of God and really ask Jesus to help us. I'm going to ask Bonnie to come, and we're going to sing that song, God is So Good. And let's all stand. And this morning, as we're singing this song, let's think about what I spoke of. God is so good. He's so good to you, and how we can be good to God and live for Him and make sacrifices. And if you're struggling with that, living for God, it's sometimes very, very hard. But if you're struggling this morning, ask God to help you to live for Him.